This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Two great radio stations across America, and a special shout-out goes to our military men and women that are listening to us right now, both in the United States and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all those working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery tonight. Thanks for what you do. And to the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, we appreciate you keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer. All right, joining us right now, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, 7 past the hour. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody. I've got to go quick on this. Okay, first, Dan. Brilliant. That was such brilliant insight he had. I don't know if he's still on. God bless you, and God bless every one of you. I normally, you guys have heard, if you know, I've done a lot of things on the Constitution and Declaration. In fact, I have my book right here. However, I've never put certain Constitution amendments on here, which kind of disturbed me, because I think that we're going to be tested in those areas, and everyone I've talked to on the phone, everyone bar none agrees, so I thought I'd read them tonight, just in case you don't have the Constitution. Everybody needs to have a copy of the Constitution
Declaration. There's a pocket version, too, remember?
Yeah, I got it right here, yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely, I carry it with me, so that, absolutely, you get it from Heritage Funding. Okay, let me go quick here, because this is very important. I've been promising a lot of people I would. Okay, now, no, first of all, we have to remember something. I'm not going to go into when the war ended, blah, 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 because it took a few years after that to get a, they knew they had to get a constitution, prepared. The first 10 amendments were also called the Bill of Rights. You need to know that. The Bill of Rights were the first 10 amendments. They were ratified effective December 15th of 1791. Yeah, that's 9 or 10 years after the Revolutionary War ended, but those dates are not that important is what I have to say here. So I'm going to read this from a tiny book. It's okay, I can see. Okay, now, I have three. Amendment 1, Amendment 2, Amendment 4 are affecting us as I speak. And you're going to know it when I, and you know what? I have something to say at the end of that if I can. Let me see. Okay, let me go quick. This is Amendment 1. This is about our right to speech, freedom of speech. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now listen to Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Did you all hear that? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, that's America, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Okay. I'm going to skip to Amendment 4. Very, very important. By the way, I never read this like I did when I read this tonight. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, effects against unreasonable, of course it does say unreasonable, searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That's very important. I have had, and I don't think I've told the captain this because it's happening so much right now, so quickly. I've had a lot of people talking to me on my prayer lines that have witnessed this being taken advantage of. We've got to be very careful and pray. And I know that all law, I've worked for law enforcement, so, you know, I pray that all our law enforcement will have heard this and know, and you know there's always good and bad in everything we do, every job there is, but this, we've got to pay particular attention to this, that it not be overdone, that be done correctly, I'll put it that way. We have to follow people, we have to follow the Constitution, and I mean it took years for our founders, Founding Fathers, to put these together, and they thought very carefully. Now, there are actually 27 amendments, whether you all know it or not, but there's no reason for me to read them because a lot of them don't pertain right now to us as much. These are the three that right now are, I would say, being tested. So if you don't get it, I would get the captain's right. I would get I carry the tiny one around, because if you have it with me, all you have to do is read it to someone. If they, oh, that's not true. Well, just, you know, it's got the, it's also got the not only the Constitution, but the Declaration of Independence, which I've read many times in here. It's a good thing to carry around. I carry it in my purse, but it's a good thing. So let's just, and you know, I kind of feel tonight as I go off like Patrick Henry. You know his words. Don't
I do.
You, Captain?
Yeah.
That's right. I don't know. I'm crying. Give me liberty or give me death.
Right.
My liberty is very important to me. And that's why, so anyway, that's it for tonight, but I'll get with you all tomorrow night, but I wanted to read those to you, and if you don't have a copy, get one. God bless you all, and remember, God loves every one of you. Thank you, Kevin.
All righty, well, timely words from Ms. Rosemary, talking about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for sure. By the way, up there in Portland, Oregon, we got something going on. I'll tell you about it when I come back. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, your little Mustang Sally bringing you back in here to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends of Relief Factor. And by the way, I have been taking Relief Factor for about 3 years right now. And I got myself off Mobic and Flexeril, which were painkillers and muscle relaxers that were prescribed to me. I took them for probably the better part of 10 years before I tried something different. And then I heard about the Relief Factor, and I said, well, what have I got to lose but pain, right? I tried it, and it worked. Now, my problem is arthritis from a lot of the injuries I've had, both in the military and in the fire service. And it works. I mean, bottom line is it works. You would not hear me talking about it if I didn't tell you it worked. Now, they have a 3-week quick start plan that you can try, and you can see what it'll do for you. Because for $19.95 plus shipping, you'll get the 3-week quick start. And then if it works, you just stay on it, and it goes to automatic billing, and you don't have to do anything. If it doesn't work, then no harm, no foul. You just let them know, and then they'll stop shipping it. Now, relieffactor.com/captain is a website, relieffactor.com/captain. I've talked to a number of people in my travels this week that have bought that are using it right now, and they're telling me that, first of all, they're telling me thank you, and secondly, they're telling me that it's the first time in their life that they've actually been able to not have this pain that all the rest of us had that had took this to begin with to stop it. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Remember that, and you'll be glad you did. And we're happy to be able to endorse something that does work and has worked for me. Now, let's Let's hear what Mr. Scaramucci had to say. This is a minute of his wrap-up on what he had to say about the president and the scheme of things and about how he's the big protester in chief and he knows all, know-it-all type attitude. Listen to this.
He could care less. You're just an object either in his way, for or against. And then he's got a playbook. He's using it on me right now. So the playbook is, let me intimidate, let me bully, let me say stuff. I mean, you got to think about this guy. He's using the American presidency and the Twitter feed from the American presidency to go after his fellow citizens from the White House, from the presidency, right? And so you guys just think about how disturbing that is. And so for me, you know, he's talking about other people being un-American and they have to go back to places where they came from and stuff like that. Hey, you know, Mr. President, you're being un-American. Bullying is un-American. And meantime, the First Lady, who's a very nice person, she's got this anti-bullying campaign going on, and he's lighting up and right. personalizing this. You know, Anderson, I've got 5 children. This guy's trying to put me in harm's way on his Twitter feed, as he's done to other people. I'm not saying I'm being singled out. I could care less. But the reason he's doing it is not because of me. He's doing it to scare the bejesus out of all those people up on the hill that hate his guts. You know, they're up there looking at each other, shaking their head. We got to wait this guy out. It's either 15 months or 5 years. They hate his guts. He knows it. They know it. But they're afraid to speak up.
Yeah, I mean, they're
so
not.
What he does is he uses the Twitter feed.
They're not exactly profiles
in courage. As a speed bump to stop everybody.
Now, Anthony Scaramucci has done a complete 180. He went from being very supportive of Donald Trump, was in fact going to be a member of his staff. He spent 11 days as a communications director there at the White House, and then pretty much got run out of town on the rail because of something that he said that was very offensive to people, and he had to resign. And out he went. Now, we also know that he doesn't always necessarily tell the truth, and he has got a means of stretching things. Now, I will say that, unfortunately for him, so there's some other networks, of course, that are definitely not supporters of the president, CNN one of them, and they've gone out of their way to bring him over there to be the know-all, tell-all source on the president. So be careful what you wish for there, CNN, because I'm telling you, it's just not going to work. And by the way, Anderson Cooper was interviewing him, and this is what he had to say to Anderson Cooper about when he was asked questions about the president.
There's a lot of people who are watching tonight who will say, you know what, I agree with what you're saying, but they would say to you, where have you been? You know, you're just coming to this realization now. He's been bullying people for a long time.
Very
and
fair.
He's had the cabinet.
Absolutely fair.
He had the cabinet sit around and praise, you know, literally have them go around praising loyalty. You know, all the Trump surrogates who are on, if they say one thing, you know, negative or you know, nuanced about him, he gets upset with them.
Okay, so that's a very fair criticism of me, so I have to own that. I'm not going to deflect that or make up excuses, but what I would say to your viewers is that I grew up in a neighborhood and I grew up in a blue-collar family, and the president's promise on the campaign was related to helping to provide advocacy for those people. And I should have been more attuned to the stuff that he was doing and less attuned to my policy alignment with him, and I have to own that. Okay, so I think that that's very fair. So people want to criticize me for speaking out now, that's legitimate, but there's others that feel that way and they don't have the courage to speak out. And so what I'm asking them to do is think about it. When you go to bed tonight and you're thinking about your country, don't focus on your wallet or your pocketbook. Focus on what's right for America and say, is this guy normal? Is this the right way to handle things in America? And I think when you do that, you'll get to the place where I'm at. And by the way, it'll take a while for a lot of these people that like the president. I understand that. But this is not the right guy for America. I believe in the Republican Party and Republican values. And we gotta fix the party. So we need a new leader at the top of the ticket that can bring people together, that can speak with the right rhetoric to people, and also explain to people that we're gonna do this together. All of our problems in the country we're going to fix and solve together. But, I mean, I know the policies are better on the Republican side for the most part. I mean, I'm out.
Yeah, you know, this guy, the more I hear of him and the more he talks, and I know he's getting paid money to be the know-all guru over there about Donald Trump at CNN, he doesn't know the president. He doesn't understand him. He really doesn't. And he's just making money off his negative banter, if you will, because if somebody came along and offered him more money, he would probably change his tune. Now, that's my opinion. Could I be wrong? Sure. But in the meantime, I don't think so. I mean, he just has that air about him, and I didn't care for him to begin with when he was around, let alone now. I mean, goodness sake. Now, you know, the president is taking on another big action. He's fighting our immigration system. The Democrats are making it worse. We all know that. He's definitely doing good things when it comes to getting rid of the 380,000 or thereabouts immigrants that are just leeches on the American welfare system. They've not tried to find work. They're not finding work. They're getting three hots and a cot. And they're not producing anything for America. So to that I say, I have no problem with them being deported back wherever the hell they came from. I have no problem at all. We don't need people in this country that are leeches on our system. And all they do is take. We don't need that. We really don't. So if you have something to offer, if you want to be a skilled laborer, or if you are, maybe, and think about this. How about if we had more carpenters, more plumbers, more electricians that would come in from other countries? How about if we had more computer techs that would come in from other countries? How about pilots? How about doctors? How about nurses? How about, people that assemble things, factory workers, that sort of thing, that were experienced? Wouldn't that make a lot more sense than somebody that just comes in here, that doesn't work, that doesn't do anything, that just sits back and collects, as I said, three hots and a cot, and they get their money each month, and that's it? Totally dependent on the government. I think that they would be a lot better to be someone that's here productively doing something to earn an income and not have to be on welfare. It's just my thought. Just my thought. I could be wrong, but that's just my thought on the subject. Now, all that being said, the Mooch, as he's known, Anthony Scaramucci, the Mooch, is going to get more airtime, more FaceTime. Why? Because he's the guy that they're billing as, well, the former member of the communication staff and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. 11 days. 11 days is what he spent there. And if you don't remember what happened, folks, when he came in there, he right away opened his mouth and got into trouble for something he said in defending the president big time, and he wound up resigning, wound up leaving. Okay, Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Let's get her going.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Dayton, Ohio, police released surveillance video of the timeline of the mass shooting there in which 9 people were killed.
They're going to see the shooter enter from the patio. The sister and friend are still on the patio. He's going to speak with the doorman for a minute. He's going to exit.
Police say he shot 26 people in only 32 seconds. With more information, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware, as I said before, the existence of the weapons in the trunk or what the assailant intended to do that night.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy does have 2 locations to better serve you, and one is in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. The other one right here in Clearwater in the Tampa Bay area. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, let me make it plain and simple to you, guys and gals. You want to make $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year to start. You want to make somewhere in that range, that kind of money, that's basically $1,000 a week? Well, I got a way to do it. Regardless of whatever you're doing right now, I've got a way to do it. If you're in one of those dead-end jobs going nowhere, no chance for the future, pay raise, promotion, maybe you come out of high school and the job they got lined up for you to do that you learned in BOCES or whatever, vocational school, trade school, is that of being a, machine assembler or something, or maybe a certified machine press operator. Guess what? You're going to start the low level because you're going to be the junior end of the union spectrum if it's a union force, and you're going to come in and work your way up the ladder. Well, you can start up a little higher this way because an aviation maintenance tech is an in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. As a matter of fact, some of these jobs, they'll work the heck out of you. But the rewards are intense. So there you go. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, the number, 800-659-2080. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because I'm telling you, this is going to be a tremendous opportunity for you, one like you've never seen before from anywhere else on the planet. Now, our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has had a statement that he made. Now, he said that at the end of the Iranian arms embargo, that the Secretary of State is urging other countries a warning on the expiration of the Iran's arms cargo, not to go out and try to be the bad guys and just start arming up some people. So there you go. By the way, Iran, not to be outdone by the United States, their Navy chief said that the Zionist presence in the Gulf could trigger a war. Well, don't you think what they're doing could trigger a war? With what they're doing with the tankers that are there and with the countries that have stepped up and agreed to protect and give security for those tankers? Because, by the way, Iran still has two tankers that they've taken custody of. Both have European registries, British, Great Britain assigned to them. And then they have still got that United Arab Emirates ship that's over there that they said was hauling contraband oil. Well, what if it was hauling oil from the United Arab Emirates? Is that still contraband oil? Nope, it's not. So we don't know. We don't know what's really transpiring when it comes to these ships. We just know that Iran can't take any more ships in the Straits of Hormuz or the Gulf of Oman, regardless of what the excuse is. There is no excuse for doing that. There just is not. So there you go. Now, also, the President Netanyahu of Israel is going to be mediating the dispute between Russia and the Ukraine. Now, at last request, Russia still had missiles and things that were being passed along to the Ukraine that were being used, some of them against Israeli aircraft. And it's a good thing that Benjamin Netanyahu would be trying to negotiate the peace there through the peace talks that they're having. And we'll keep our eyes on that and see what happens. And hopefully that will work. Hopefully that will work. Now, lawmakers have urged the VA to fix the rejected emergency care claims that wrongly cost visits to the vet by the vet of some $53 million. 35 members of Congress on yesterday were urged by the Department of Veterans Affairs to redo the medical claims for thousands of veterans who were stuck with bills that the VA should have paid. Now, a group of lawmakers, which included Republicans and Democrats, wrote to VA Secretary Robert Wilkie following the release of what they described as a damning report last week from the VA Office of Inspector General. Now, the IG at that time reported that the VA had wrongfully rejected thousands of emergency care claims during a five-month period back in 2007, which affected an estimated 17,400 veterans who were stuck while verifying medical bills that totaled $53.5 million. Now, is this going to get rectified? Sure. They'll do whatever they can to rectify this, and Sarasota will once again be one of the picture-perfect cities for America, and they'll use that until the cows come home. It's just that simple. That's what they'll do. And I don't know if you heard about this, but apparently one of our aircraft was left on the ground somewhere unattended, and it started moving, and on it, it had not only its full complement of missiles, but it had a bomb. Now, they managed to get the plane stopped before it did any damage, but still, apparently the brakes released on this aircraft, and I'm not sure what it was. I'm waiting to find out what type of aircraft it was. I don't know if it was an F-35, F-16, or what, because it was on the ground, and we don't know for sure, and I'm not going to speculate or guess. But the shortage of pilots we have, and then they heard that we were going to be retraining some people to take over the aircraft, and if it happened to be a non-commissioned officer, there would be another pilot watching every move that they made, because some of these NCOs are taught to be able to crank up an airplane and throw them in taxi and take them down to the runway or down the runway to the hangar where they need to be worked on. There's quite a few of them that are certified that way. So we'll see what happens in the not too distant future, because this is another example of things that go boom in the night, right? All righty. Now, I hate to do this to you, but it's time we heard from AOC on calling detention centers concentration camps. And she said she doesn't regret saying it at all. Listen to this.
Do you feel on Israel, you said this administration has established concentration camps on the southern border of the United States for immigrants, mm-hmm. where they're being brutalized in dehumanizing conditions and dying. You got a lot of grief for using mm-hmm. the word concentration camps. Do you regret that? Or do you think people misinterpret it?
Yeah, well, I think there's a few things at play. One, I don't regret it at all.
Yeah, she doesn't regret it at all. Okay. We'll see how all that plays out, right? So, there you go. But in the meantime, a lot of people are regretting listening to what they're hearing right now. And it is what it is. What can you say, right? It is what it is. And we are just trying to cruise along into the night and find out what the real story is. Now, we also have had to listen to people like this Senator Hirono from Hawaii and talking about the president's immigration policies.
Senator, great to have you in New York with us.
Nice to be here.
Just your reaction to that regulation. We talked about it earlier this morning. Again, we're talking about legal immigrants having basically a wealth standard to whether or not you can enter the country.
This is yet another assault on immigration and immigrants. And now with these new rules, it's going to be harder for people to stay in our country, and it's going to be harder for people to come into our country. And all this talk about we're not taking anything off the Statue of Liberty, please, please. Yeah, that's all I can say.
Alrighty, that's it. I'll be back. Take a look at the highways and byways. And then Denise Simon, PauntersCove.com, right around the corner. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
I went out with just a little boy. I started to
CCR, bringing you back in Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out. Check out the all-new Pilot Travel Centers, especially the ones where they went in and refurbished the truck stops that they bought and made them into a full-service truck stop. You're going to like it. You're going to like it. All right, here we go. An excessive heat wave continues to persist in parts of the South while intense heat builds across the desert Southwest into California and the Great Basin. There will be temperatures out there today, actual temperatures between 110 and 120, depending on where you're at in the high desert in California and Arizona and Nevada. Now, heavy rainfall will be possible across parts of the Southeast, especially in the Carolinas. We've got a number of flash flood watches and warnings there right now. And severe thunderstorms with damaging hail and winds are possible for the central high plains today, starting up in South Dakota and then Nebraska, parts of Minnesota, parts of Iowa, parts of Kansas, parts of Missouri, and parts of Wisconsin and Illinois as well. And there's also something we'll tell you about here in a second over there in central Ohio and northwestern Pennsylvania, namely Erie. Now, let's take a look at what we've got going on. We'll start with Florida. We've got some areas of rain right now south of Tampa, down all the way to Naples, and it's heavy at times. Rain over towards Orlando as well. Be careful if you're going that way. And it's kind of hit or miss. Where it's raining, it's really raining. Where it's not, it's just, you know, cloudy. But it's one of those nights where you might have some water pounding in the road. And I'll tell you what, today there was plenty of it from some of the showers that came through. There was plenty of it because they come through in the morning from the west to the east, and then they turn around in the afternoon. They come back from the east to the west, and they've got all that time to be stirring and burn and all that, as you well know. Now, we have a heat warning today, a high heat index warning, from Jacksonville all the way across I-10 to Mobile, Alabama, and into the eastern part of Louisiana. Right there, right on the state line, and then it abruptly ends. Now, the heat also, just north of Tampa, up in Hernando County, the high heat index runs up there and then runs all the way around the Gulf, all the way over to that part of Louisiana I just told you about. Now, western Louisiana, western New Orleans, and north all the way to the state line with Arkansas, you've got a high heat warning there. You also have a high heat warning inside Texas from along, well, this looks like along I-30, and then along I-20 over towards San Antonio, you've got a high heat index for temperatures, actual temperatures to be around 100. The heat index will take it up around 105, 110, and that's all the way down to the Mexican border, including Houston. Now, let's get up and take a look at the weather in Arizona and California right now, and Nevada right now. You've got a high heat warning there. It's supposed to be a real warm evening, and we've got one place where the temperature is 100 degrees right now at 1 o'clock in the morning their time out there in California, and that would be a Standard Oil SO station, Exxon. They've apparently got somebody there with that type of setup to where they, let's see, they are definitely, oh, I see what it is. The vehicle's overheated. I'm watching the video on it here right now that I can see. So that's what it is. But here's what that's all about. The heat along I-10 and I-8 to Needles to the California line right there, Kingman, just the other side of Kingman, California line, 40 over towards Barstow. Very, very hot there, 115 to 120 degree temperatures today out there in the desert Southwest. And we're also going to have some very, very hot temperatures inside the San Joaquin Valley over in California. The produce valley over there is going to be just absolutely intense. So be advised and be careful of that. Don't forget, Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And check them out and see what you got to do, because you can find the that you get a free cup of coffee this time in the morning if you just go in there and tell them the captain sent you. All righty, let's drift on over here. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, new reports on the Epstein investigation coming out. Late yesterday, we heard that the warden of the facility, as well as two of the security guards on duty, reports were falsified. They were supposed to be doing walk-arounds inside that block every 25 to 30 minutes, and apparently they weren't. And that's all come out, and now those guards and that warden have been transferred.
I think the guards, well, one guard has been suspended. The other one wasn't a guard. It was just an employee. But I think they've been suspended as well, probably for falsifying the logs. And the warden has been reassigned. They've already brought in another warden from upstate New York. Now, they've been able to determine from the cameras that are in the hallways, movement of the security there going from door to door in what is known as 10 South, otherwise known as the Shoe. So that's how I think they were able to determine that the logs were falsified.
Yeah, because
which,
they...
You know, I see as a termination. That's falsifying a government record. So, I would say just having them suspended is clearly not enough, in my book. But
and all that's done is just to add more fuel to the fire as to what may or may not have happened.
Well, it does. And the other thing that's quite interesting to me is the day that Epstein was arrested at Teterboro Airport, a search warrant was executed on his home in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Why, at the same time, did they not execute a search warrant on all of his homes,
mm-hmm.
including the one on the island, including the one in New Mexico? And I believe he's got a home in Paris, but I'm not sure of that.
I thought he had a place in Europe. I don't know where, but I thought you were right with that. Mm-hmm.
So why would they have waited all this time to do the execution of the search warrant at the island, unless, I don't know if what government, I mean, it's under the U.S. Virgin Islands, apparently, but I don't know if that is because it's a property or, you know, some kind of, I don't know what difference, if there would be any at all, to execute something that's in a Virgin Island.
Okay, well, folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're going to do a Hong Kong update and find out what's going on. We do understand there's about 12,000 Chinese regular military troops sitting there ready to come in. Are they going to come in, or are they going to sit out there and say hello? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.